Hello, world of podcast listeners. Thank you so much for stopping by Mark 827. My name is Daryl, and I am the host and the producer of the Mark 827 podcast. I'm really excited today to introduce you to the concept, the idea for Mark 827. Again, my name is Daryl S. Irby, and commonly known as Daryl, more affectionately known as Daryl. You can call me Daryl. And I am the producer and the host of this podcast. Mark 827 has its origination in the scripture, the ideation is directly from the Bible, out of the book of Mark, chapter 8, and verse 27. And if you want to take the time to get your Bible and read that text, that will be great. I'm going to do that. That is Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8 and verse 27. And there it says, I'm turning my pages of my Bible now. There it says, Jesus went out along with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he questioned his disciples, saying to them, "Who do people say that I am?" That's the theme scripture for the Mark 8:27 radio broadcast, the Mark 8:27 serial podcast, and the Mark 8:27 social webcast. Listen, so in that text, Jesus just really highlights the importance of several concepts. First of all, who do men say that he is? And Matthew adds the phrase, "Who do men say that he, the Son of Man, is?" That's the most consequential question that any man, woman, boy, or girl will ever answer in their life. Who do you say that Jesus, the Son of Man, is? That will determine your eternal existence. That will determine, to a great degree, the quality of your existential existence. Your existence right now, your right now life. Is Jesus just a historical figure? Is he not a historical figure at all? Or is he actually the Son of God? Is he actually the Messiah? Is he actually the Savior? Is he actually the Lord? Or is he none of those things? It's the most consequential question that you'll or anyone else will ever answer in their lives. And so this podcast is definitely about the gospel. It is gospel media. It has its roots. It is seated in the gospel. But this podcast is also about growth media. And that even is originated right there in that text, because Jesus is talking to his disciples. And listen, as he goes on beyond that 27th verse, he goes on and he, as they give various answers as to who men say that he is, he says, "Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am?" Because to a great degree, who you say that I am is who you should be reiterating to me. Men say that I am, because your whole purpose as a disciple, your whole calling as a disciple, the whole work of a believer is to impact, is to influence who men say Jesus is. Not just to leave it up to the whim or the chance of who they may think Jesus is, but to have something to say about who they ought to say Jesus is. And who they say Jesus is so key also. This passage is just packed with key information, because the Bible says somewhere else that if you believe in your heart and you say with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved, and that your salvation is made complete when you say it with your mouth. And so what we say with our mouths is key. It's important. It's even in this instance consequential. And so we are to have something to do with who people say that Jesus is. It's our calling. It's our calling. Jesus said to his disciples during that 40-year, that 40-day period of time after his resurrection, he said to them that they would be that they would be witnesses of his in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. He said to them, as Matthew recorded it, to go into all the world and to baptize, teaching them to, that is, them of all nations, to obey the same things that I have instructed you to observe and to obey. Have something to do with what people believe and with what they say about Jesus and who they say Jesus is. This podcast will do so. And so not only is it about the gospel, but it is about us growing into who we are and who we ought to be and what we ought to be about and what we ought to be doing and what our purpose is and what our impact should be and what our influence should be. Because Jesus for sure confronts his disciples on that issue as well. And so this podcast is about the gospel. It is gospel media. It is about growth. It is growth media. But then it is also about progressive commentary. So this is not only a consequential podcast, but I think it is also a one that can generate some arguments and disagreement. I love progressive theology. I love progressive Christianity, and I love progressive society and progressive thought. And I believe that Jesus did also. I believe that Jesus does also. I believe God does also. I think a lot of the restrictions that we find that have been placed upon man's ability to see God in the right way and to see Jesus in the right way has been spoiled by, it's been twisted by man's restrictive ways of thinking. I don't think God, I don't think, has a problem with some of the things that people have the nerves to have a problem with. God for sure has a problem with a lot. He is the ultimate good. And so if it's not good, God is not for it. However, God has given a sacrifice for what he is not pleased with. And so that sacrifice has a lot to do with and a lot to say about how he responds to those things that he is not pleased with. And a lot of times, men leave that sacrifice element absent from the conversation. And that causes them to have a twisted view of what we call progressive. Well, anyway, I am so glad that you have taken the time to listen to what I've had to say today. And I hope that today has been a appetizer to what you will hear talked about, discussed, contemplated whenever you stop by Mark 8:27. Be blessed and stand out because of your excellence.